Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. The time is now 9:10. Today is the 7th.
Seventh
already, and the 7th of February, and believe it or not, where January has gone. What have you done with January, Dale? What have you done with January?
What have you done with 2018?
With 2018, yeah, I mean, you just...
And February is so short, it's going to finish just now as well.
Yeah, 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 yes. 28 days.
But we also in... we started Adar a few days ago.
But it's Adar Aleph, the Adar first Adar, Aleph. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know Adar. Adar, it's a great month.
Yeah, it's מי שנכנס Adar מרבים בשמחה, meaning you have to have some fun in Adar.
A lot of fun in Adar, and this year we have two Adar months, so it's twice the fun.
Yeah.
But Adar, it's more or less the middle of the Israeli year, Roy.
Yeah, the Hebrew year.
Almost
yeah.
the Hebrew year. We're almost in the middle of the Hebrew year.
Yeah, believe it or not, like in a couple of months we'll be Nisan. Pesach already, and we're ready to go. We finish the year.
Yeah.
Believe it, you know, we've got the radio shows, and I don't know why, but as soon as we had like hit Tuesday, the week is finished. I don't know how it works. So Tuesday the radio show, Wednesday radio show, Thursday radio. And next week we're starting filming on our new program called Hustling with Roy.
You're a hustler.
Yeah. So what, are they going to call me a hustler?
You're going to be a hustler, Roy.
Am I going to be a hustler? Yeah. What is the hustler?
In Hustler Magazine.
I like that. I think a bit silly old, yeah?
You're a wheeler dealer.
Is that
a
hustler?
Hustle, yes.
The hustle, all right.
Hustle.
Yeah, so we're going to start it. I'm not promoting it too much, but start it. It's not yet. But it's going to be a great, I think it's going to be a great thing. exactly designed to the South African market and the market of people who likes to peep and know what's happening behind the scenes at a business, a proper business.
Who's going to be in it, Roy?
Me. No, it's going to be the same team. It's going to be myself, Liel, Eitan, I think Irene,
we have Nicole.
We've got Nicole, so she's going to be a new face. We're going to put face to the voice here at Chai FM. Yeah. We'll see. Maybe even Alex will join us, but it's going to be a really, really nice show. It's going to be call it Porn Stars on steroids. Because Porn Stars was very, very mild.
Yeah.
It was very, very History Channel-like.
I think it's going to be a deeper look into the industry and into what we do, but in much more fun way
I mean, we started quite hilarious. So what happens, people say, oh, you bought this item, but we never seen you selling it. So do you actually make money, or is that just
it's going to be for real, Roy, or you're going to be setting up and, people are going to come in and choreographed, and it's going to be a
proper,
real life.
It's proper production. So the production is what I think is going to be nice in the production is that, first of all, we are not governed. The guy that doing the company that's doing the production for us, they're not governed by any rules or regulations, and not like the History Channel is very strict on history. They're stuck on history. That's why we never managed to make more than 2 seasons, although our show was very popular.
Also, it was very, very PG. Yuck.
Yeah, very PG.
PPPGGG.
Yeah. And it's a very small niche market.
It's shrink your market very, very much.
And think about it. I mean, how much history do you really find in South Africa? We've got the Boer War. And that's it.
That's it.
Basically, that's it. You go to England. I mean, if we had our show in England, we can make 100 seasons. We'll never finish with the history, with the big history they've got there.
Yeah.
Over and above that, what I found is that many people come to me and say, "You're not the best, the most watched episode we had was the episode where we bought and sold a diamond, which has nothing to do with history. Well, a little bit of history in South Africa, but." We bought and sold a diamond to Kenny Kunene.
Yes.
And the people were dressed, "Yo, Roy, you made like 250,000 rands in a day." Well, it didn't. It wasn't in a day, because diamond stayed with us a few days. You see it on the same episode when we buy it and sell it. But yes, people like to see what you make. I mean,
was a name at the time. Everybody was looking at him. He had a big name, Kenny Kunene.
He's still got a big name.
Yeah,
he's
but
still.
You don't hear much of him today, do you?
Ooh, he makes enough noise in his
area.
Not little area. I mean, don't forget our area is little. His area is much bigger. I mean, the black community, Kenny Kunene is a big, big name. And let me tell you something.
Is he the guy
who actually a very, very nice guy.
Is he the guy who ate the sushi from Naked Bodies?
Yeah,
see,
he's the guy. He's the guy. You see,
That's only good thing.
Yeah, only good things.
Only good things.
Yeah,
sushi king of Cape Town.
Sushi.
No, Cape Town.
What? Not when he was eating the sushi, he lived in Cape Town.
Was he?
Yes.
I thought he was.
He was the sushi king of Cape Town. That's what was his, and that's what people knows him for, but he's much more of this. He's a very good businessman. And like Roy said, we know him personally. He is a very, very nice guy.
Not just a nice guy. He's actually a mensch. He's actually a mensch. You know what? I'm doing business with him. You know what? I talk to him. I go for lunch with him once every few months over. You know, the guy's a good guy. He's a proper, proper nice person. Not, and it's amazing. He used to be a criminal.
Yeah. You can't change, you see.
Yeah.
No, he was a criminal, but before that he was a teacher. So he came from a good bringing. I know his family is a good people.
Roy, who do we have in the studio today?
First of all, we've got Daliel Rimon, that's always here. We've got Peter Feldman. We've got Moshe Starograd, that is here sitting,
he's in the corner.
He's sitting in the corner because he doesn't want to get married. And then we've got with us as well Heinrich from Polygraph, HD Polygraph. And he was here before. He talked to us about Polygraph, and it's always, you know, it's always, makes you wonder. I mean, it's like a peep into the unknown. Like you know, but you don't really know. So there's always a suspect would say, you know what? Let's take all doubt.
If a guy's got information and you want to know if it's real information, it's true information, are you hiding something? Have you stolen something? Are you a good guy or you're a bad guy? That's what it reflects.
Yeah, but even more than that, the way I see, it's a very good investigative tool because sometimes you dig into the wrong side and you spend all your efforts, all your
energy,
all your money you spend on one side, which is completely wrong. So hold on a second. Let's interview those 10 guys and we see where it takes us. Yeah. So even if it just tips the scale into the one side and then you have a good, I think it's a great investigating tool. So what do you say?
Morning, Roy. Thanks to be back again. That's awesome, man. Yes, as you said, Polygraph is an investigative tool and, it's better to use that and then you can eliminate the innocent people, the ones who fail. You can focus on them and see where it leads you. Sometimes leads you to the truth. So that's
the whole idea, you know, but it is supposed to be a truth machine or detection, a lie detection or truth machine. Yeah. So, so what do you say? Do you say, how much do you really trust the machine?
I do trust it a lot, to be honest. It's, the way you record, what it records. So, it's very accurate. The heartbeat, the sweat, the everything, it records it nicely and it's accurate. It goes together. For example, if you take a deep breath, all the tracings, the skin, the heartbeat, even the breathing goes all up. So it means all works together. So that is nice. And it is 98% accurate. So, it's very, I trust it a lot.
So what happens if a guy comes to the test and he's already quite stressed? What happened then?
Stress, like I tell them, stress will go away. If you tell the truth, why? Because when you're lying, you know you're lying. When you tell the truth, why? I always ask them, why are you afraid? Why are you stressed? Tell the truth.
That's exactly what I said. You know, my kids bring a girlfriend home and I see she's very shy. Well, why is she shy? Why a person must be shy? If he's got something to hide,
exactly.
You got some. Oh, here you go. So if you got something to hide, you're shy. If you know you're like a left winger and you come to an idiot like me, which is completely right winger, if you're liberal, you'll be shy.
But Roy, you once said on record that you're a shy guy.
I lied to women.
You lied to women.
I used to.
Heinrich, is this
you want to sit for a test, Roy?
Yes,
I'll pass it. Is this
admissible
in court?
Unfortunately, no. CCMA, yes, but unfortunately not criminal court. Unfortunately not. It happened many years ago in the States. A guy was polygraphed and the wrong evidence was presented, and that's, they threw it out of court, and unfortunately.
So it's not admitted in any court anywhere?
No, anywhere. CCMA, yes. In the States, I think they still use it, but not as evidence, just to, for like, Roy said, investigation, yes.
Yeah, but you as an employer, I mean, what is our rights as an employers? What are our rights in, can we force a guy, not force,
coerce.
Can we say to someone, listen, I don't really trust you, or can I screen people through polygraph?
But why, Roy?
Is it allowed? Is it allowed to screen people?
Let me just elaborate. Yeah. If you don't really trust someone, what do you care about polygraph?
No,
why do you want him still around you?
Let's say I want to interview him for a teller job at my business, all right? And you know, teller job is dealing with money. So we've got 10 applicants. They all look very, very nice. I mean, if I screen them, I mean, it doesn't cost that much. It's not millions, you know? It's really not millions. I mean, people are scared that it's going to cost. It's not. And the guy really spends a long time there, and it's a lot of job. And I thought it's expensive. It's not really expensive, to be honest with you. And let's say you screen those 10 people, and is it allowed to screen for screening purposes?
You can screen. Remember, this looks can be deceiving, so you can sit there and look so innocent, but inside everything is working, you know?
I mean, let me tell you about Ted Bundy. I mean,
Ted Bundy,
here you go. I mean, the guy was looking, I mean, he was American, he was American, yeah, but he was a monster. So, I mean, looks can be deceiving, and looks normally is deceiving,
be,
you know? I mean, look at women, they all look nice and small and pretty and whatever. But
we
then
talk
who?
About it, yeah. We talked about it last time, yeah. and you said that most of the people that can actually trick the machine, it's, you need to be some kind of a psychopath.
Psychopath, yes, because some people believe they don't do anything wrong. They believe they not.
They actually
the actions is not, they believe it's right. That's what I tell Bunny. I don't think he would even maybe pass the test because he thought he was doing right. It's in his mind. So,
yeah.
And, yeah, but he was a very intelligent person, and there's I think a show on it. I think Netflix,
Yeah, then Netflix is
the series.
The tapes,
about,
yeah.
Yeah, the tapes, yes.
It was a crooked, crazy, yeah,
well,
what
you
can
got
I say?
People like this.
Lisa. Hey, say again?
You got people like this.
So,
hopefully not working for you, but yes.
You know, I want you to explain the audience, what is the cost of a test like this?
Tests go about, between R1,000 to R750 a test. Depends on each ex company. Each company have their different costs and so forth.
Okay.
So yes, the most I've heard a test was about R1,200. And
for a test.
Yeah, for
is
a
that
test,
including
yes.
traveling or?
That's hard to say.
Depends where.
Depends
is,
where you are. Again, each.
When you can't sit in Durban and.
Obviously it will be traveling. And it's better to get people in your region. It's better than traveling too far.
So, but if you got like 10 people at a time, obviously there's better prices and
better
whatever.
Better prices, yes.
Right. Yeah, I've got a question here. Somebody says, please ask if it's true that a polygraph can pass, that a psychopath, sorry. Is it true that a psychopath can pass the test even if untruthful?
Again, a person, you test the belief, a person believe it's true. So if you really believe that you didn't do anything wrong, it's pointless testing that person because you're not going to think you're doing anything wrong.
Yep.
And psychopaths, imagine killing people. You are in your right mind to do it anyway. I think, like Ted Bundy, he was really intelligent as well, and he did that, yeah.
you were
scary, but
very
yeah,
scary, intelligent. We're going to go to something that makes us a little bit happy. They were talking lately about Creedence. Do you remember Creedence? Ooh.
Very well.
So they were talking about them that, I don't know, it's like a South African, I don't know, they're not South Africans, but in South Africa they like Creedence. So here you go, that's Creedence for you guys. Morning.
If you missed Prime Shows Unplugged, here's what you missed.
If I had a face like yours, I sue my parents. If laughter is the best medicine, your face must be curing the world.
You are like my asthma. You take my breath away.
Catch Prom Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Believe it or not, half an hour is gone already, 9:29.
Amazing what you can do when you're having fun, Roy.
So anyway, we're sitting here, you're listening to Roy and Friends, and today we've got with us Heinrich from the HD Polygraph, from HD Polygraph. And let me tell you, the guy came to me and did some tests, and positively, I must say, my people are good people.
They are good people.
Very good people. So, but you have to make the test just to make sure that your mind is in the right place and treat the people. Because when you got a doubt about someone, why don't you call a polygraph? And if a guy doesn't want to get tested, you can get your answer. I mean, that's the answer. He doesn't want to get tested. I'm sure, I mean, I'll ask you that one. I'm sure people come to you and say, he's ready. When you come to the room, the guy says, you know what, I don't want to get tested. I'm sure it happens.
It happens. It happens at times. But, Roy, like you said, people sometimes are nervous. They're afraid they're going to fail it. But that's why I try to reassure them and tell them, just tell me the truth and listen what I'm asking. I find also when I test people, they don't listen what you ask them. They're just assuming, they just listen to the first part of the question, then just answer.
Yeah. So it's not only you, eh?
Tell me, who are more difficult to crack, woman or man? Be honest. Is your wife listening?
Yes, my wife. Shout out to my wife, Lillian. Right. I hope she's listening. I think she is. Love you, baby. It's hard to say, to be honest, because it's, let's say, 50-50.
For me,
looks can be deceiving, as you said. So sometimes, like I said before, you come in there and the person looks, this can't possibly be guilty, and you start asking me questions and
then
start responding.
See,
and think, okay, yes. So sometimes body language do tell you, but you can't always rely on body language all
so
the
you've
time.
So you've got to be something of a psychologist, Heinrich.
You learn the psyche when you do this job, I promise you.
Yeah, same as a pawnbroker, eh? Pawnbroker is a
psychologist.
I promise you, you've got a first degree in psychology with pawnbroker. Let me tell you, I mean, someone described to me pawnbroker.
Woman, it comes with the genes, so we can't, even if you're very good at it.
You know,
genes.
Let me ask you a question I've been asked many, many years ago. So, who lies more, man or woman?
I think men.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah,
men lies more.
So we say
men lies more, women tell the biggest lies.
Yeah.
Okay, so men meaning, where were you last night? I was by Tony's house. Yes? That's his lie. Woman, this is your kid. that kind of lies.
Thanks, don't have a test like that yet.
Paternity test. Instead of DNA, plug yourself in the polygraph, saying how many boyfriends do you have? How many girlfriends do you have?
Did you steal the money?
No. You know, this guy calls home. He says, so the kid picks up, this guy calls his wife. She answers the telephone. He says, where are you? He says, no, I'm at home. So, are you serious at home? He says, yes. So operate the blender machine, the mixer. So she operates the mixer, makes the noise. Okay, thank you, Tom. 10 minutes later, this guy calls home. The kid answers. Says, "Where's your mom?" Says, "I don't know. She left home. She took the mixer with her."
Oh, that's funny, right?
And we got some words from the advertisers.
Yes, we do indeed. Pick and Pay and Norwood Hyper have these pocket saving specials just for you. Pick and Pay kosher okraal wors. Per kilo is sizzling at $79.99 per kilo. P&P, that's Pick and Pay, kosher roasted barbecue chicken, are a sizzling $92.99 per kilo. Kosher bottomless brisket is mouthwatering at only R149.99 per kilo. Pick and Pay kosher chocolate ginger slab cakes are sweet at R19.99. These specials are exclusive to Pick and Pay Norwood Hyper and only while stocks last. Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood, the best place to shop when you want to buy a lot.
Thank you, Peter. I mean, it's not too many. And I just want to ask you, why do you find, I mean, I'd love to do that job, to be honest with you.
You would?
Yeah.
You'd like to give up what you're doing and do this job? Or incorporate
for the same money,
job
For the same money, yes.
Oh, I don't know.
You know, Klopp been asked the question. He says, you know what?
Jurgen Klopp, are you talking about?
Who? Oh. Jürgen Klopp.
Jürgen
Klopp. Yeah. So he was asked, that's the manager of Liverpool.
Yeah.
So he's been asked some questions and says, you know what? I would love to do your job. I really would love to do your job from the, you know, he was talking to the journalist and he's saying, I'd love to do your job. For the money I get, but I want to do your job.
Not for the money you get.
Nah. But I'd like to do your job. It's so simple.
You must get an incredible amount.
I'm sure he ends. I'm sure a few millions of pounds.
That's why he always looks worried.
I don't think he's...
Look at even on... Gee, he's quite demonstrative, you know, when you watch him.
He's an amazing...
He jumps up and down. He screams. He shouts. He's telling his...
He's an amazing...
But other managers sit there. There's no reflection on their faces.
That's why he's so successful. Look, everyone's got
their own way.
Yeah, the way of doing things. I think he's... Well, he's proven himself up to now. We've taken a mediocre team, although a very big club, but mediocre team... And he put
them into
today.
Stars.
Yeah, they're stars. Today.
Last night was an interesting match with Manchester City.
I don't want to even
beating Everton. Okay, we won't go there. But they scored two goals each half in stoppage time.
Yeah, you know what? Man City, a great team. They got a great manager. And I just hope we're going to be the first ones.
Well, let's see what happens.
Yeah, it has to be our year. I mean, this year has to be our year. So, if we're talking about a good direction investigation. But let's say we talk about domestic problems. Domestic problem, a husband, did ever a husband call and ask you to interview his wife or vice versa? The wife to the husband?
Mostly wives or husbands, girlfriends, boyfriends. It's,
really?
All the same, yes.
And normally the women do lie, yeah.
where do they get hold of you? How did this one find you?
The best way, Peter, is on Google. If you just polygraph, if you Google with polygraph,
HD polygraph.
Off HD, even the name, just polygraph. My eye nicely pops up first one. I love it so much. It was first. I love it when they find phone. They say, "I saw your ad first." Like, awesome, man. So yes, then they just phone the number and then.
Okay, what's your number?
08-083-824-9126.
Guys, if you have anything to say, please SMS us, or WhatsApp us, 061-895-1019 or 34519. That's our, SMS line. It will cost you around 50. So do it for the WhatsApp. You got another?
No, I got movies.
Oh, movies.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. If we do movies, we got another two tickets. Lately, they really give us lots, eh? So, we've got another two pairs of tickets to give away. And, for that, we're gonna do, let's do that one. So, here you go.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie reviews with Peter Feldman. Peter.
Thank you, Roy. Last night we discussed three movies that were opening tomorrow.
Yeah.
One was So Winter to My Skin, which is a South African movie made by Jamil X. T. Quebecca. It's about, John Kepi, a notorious outlaw who lived in the 40s. He was the self-declared Samson of the Boxburg, a kind of Robin Hood figure. And
Samson of Boxburg?
Boschburg. Yeah, he hid away. He stole livestock. And this would have been a guy, interesting guy to put on a polygraph.
Yeah, that's like South Africa Wild West.
Yeah, it was a South African Wild West. They treated as a Wild West. He was like a folk hero.
Yeah.
And they caught him, and he killed somebody, and then they didn't do a polygraph at that stage, and he denied it. He said,
I think polygraph's been around from the 1800s, eh?
Yeah, but they...
Well,
many years.
Okay, so that's the film's called So Winter to My Skin. But the film I think a lot of people are going to see is called Can You Ever Forgive Me? This is an American biographical film directed by Muriel Heller. And it's based on Lee Israel's 2008 memoir of the same name. And it stars Melissa McCarthy as Israel and follows her as she tries to revitalize her failing writing career by forging letters, Roy, from deceased authors and playwrights.
She was just taking the letters and make her own thing out of it.
That's right. She added paragraphs.
And everything was for fame.
And she sold them and she made lots of money. Then someone spotted some error of fact and she got caught.
And then?
And it's, so it's Melissa McCarthy and Richard.
She only lost a good name, isn't it?
I think she served a bit of time. What happened.
On perjury.
Yeah. And, you know, she's taken, plagiarism. I mean, I don't know how you describe it, but she took someone's work and she embellished it. She wrote, she added to it. So my question is, who played Lee Israel? namely the American actress.
Yeah.
And two tickets will be on the way. I'll send you the Mobi codes. I must also mention that there are T's and C's. Vouchers are valid for 2D or 3D movies for regular and VIP cinemas. And this is a special arrangement with Chai FM. That's for our show. The vouchers exclude Extreme and 4DX cinemas, as well as movies in their first week of release. So you can't see any of the movies that are releasing tomorrow. It can only be redeemed at the cinema, Roy. A lot of people want to do it on the online. You can't do that online. You've got to actually go to the cinema with the Mobi codes. The vouchers expire within 3 months. And when the winners arrive at the box office, they've got to tell them that these are complimentary Mobi codes. So it's not confused with people who actually buy Mobi codes. So the question again is, who plays Lee Israel in the movie Can You Ever Forgive Me? Thank you, Roy.
All right, thank you. We already got quite a few answers. Thank you so much, guys, for answering that question correctly. And what do we have here? We've got I want to just emphasize on that. So if you're not, who will use you? Who will be the right, the correct person to use your services?
Roy, I do taste in all areas, all companies. Doesn't matter if it's mechanics or hotels or pawn shops.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yes, any industry really. It's not. There's no a restricted industry we do not do tasting, because theft do happen. So yes, it's a lot of industries. It's not really restricted to one certain or particular industry.
Heinrich, do you spend a lot of time traveling, and you travel all over South Africa? Are your services required, say, in KwaZulu-Natal, the Western Cape?
Our services, Peter, are acquired across the country, but I do only taste in close regions or provinces, if you will.
His wife doesn't allow him to go too far.
To travel.
Yeah.
Too far, no. Gauteng, Mpumalanga, and Northwest is the furthest I travel, yes. I can do maybe Cape Town or maybe Durban or whatever, but then the clients usually then pay your flight.
Yes,
or if the companies really want to use you, otherwise I'll use examiners in that province
area.
Or that area.
But let me tell you, I was exposed to quite a few examiners, and up to now, Henrik really was the nicest and the best. Tell me, do you get people that offer you to bribe you? Say, listen, just don't say that.
I had one bribe just when I started about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
The guy phoned. It was an infidelity test. Yeah, the guy phoned me.
Infidelity?
Yes, he said.
Yeah, but you have to say to the guy, okay, no.
Yeah. Reputation, Roy, reputation. So phoned me and he asked me, okay, he said he cheated on his wife before and she caught him.
Yeah.
And now he wants to be tested because he cheated again. So if he pays me like 10 grand, will I pass it? I tell him to go to your wife and tell her the truth.
You're such a nice guy.
No,
I'll never take you to test me. Yeah. Yeah.
There would have been a commission of inquiry.
So tell me, but how do you go to your wife or to your husband and tell him, listen, I don't trust you. I want to be tested by polygraph. I mean, people do that.
Yes, people do that.
How can you?
Like we said, it's how do you ask it? Like you said it now, how can you ask it? I ask you what the taste. It's sad. It breaks my heart actually to do these tastes. I don't mind doing tastes for faith, but you know.
And I'm sure the husband or the wife standing outside the door, like biting the nails and waiting.
It's not about that. If I ask my employee for many years, one employee, not I'm going to do it for all my employees. I understand. If I ask one employee, or I have a problem with one employee, or with my wife, or with someone close, isn't it enough? I don't want to be in a relationship with someone I don't trust him, even if he passed the polygraph. If it's an employee,
you're so correct.
Or if it's a wife,
yes,
the trust is gone.
Yeah, but if
the polygraph is the one, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, you're right. You're right on the point. If it's your wife, yes. I'm happy if I don't feel like she's cheating on me. And she does, good for her. That's the way I look at it. I promise you, that's good for her.
Yeah, that's not the point.
It depends how you live with your life. But when it comes to business, you don't see all your employees. I mean, let's say you're a big supermarket group. I mean, don't see all your employees or even a pawn shop. You don't really know, because a person can get into a small problem and just dip his head into the kitty. You don't really know. You have to have the polygraph.
But if you have one suspect, one.
Yeah,
isn't
once,
it easier to but, tell but, the suspect, I'm suspect.
I suspect you. Go to a test.
No, go away.
Nah. And if he's a good employee, if he's a good employee, I like to test them. And you know what? Let me tell you, test is a deterrent as well. Test, keep them on their toes. If they know you're testing even regularly, you're testing every 3 months, let's say, they say, you know what, you, I'm looking at this stuff, I don't want to take it because I know in 3 months' time they're going to catch me.
100%, so, but if I'm an employee and I know that I'm doing everything right, I'm not a funny guy, I'm not doing nothing wrong, and you still test only me every 3 months, I'm not going to work for you. I'm sorry.
What do you,
you agree with me?
Yeah, what do you mean?
It doesn't feel comfortable to work for someone that doesn't trust
you. That's right. Your boss is looking over your shoulder and you can't work properly.
No.
Yeah. Do you remember that one? There's a passenger. Ah, you know what? This morning is such a nice morning. Huh? Beautiful songs. And we're back for the last stretch of our show. Then the time is now 9:49 minutes. 11 minutes to 6. And we're here with Peter Feldman, Liel Rimon, Moshe Starograd that were sitting. I don't know, what are you doing there? We're playing it yourself. Hello? Yeah. And, we've got as well,
Heinrich.
We've got with Heinrich. So Moshe said to us, I mean, during the break, Moshe told us that one of our friends,
was a very big, you know,
operation, yeah.
Chain company of clothing, and he got about 100 employees, and every month used to test all of them.
Yo, I don't want to be in this position, not because of the cost of that.
And if you don't pass, you don't get salary. So
yo, it is horrible. I think it's horrible.
Did anybody ever object? Did everybody succumb?
Nobody object. They know month by month they get tested, and as you said, if you clear. There's no fear.
What did the company do? What did the company do?
Clothing.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got a clothing. It's chain store, chain stores.
It's a branded clothing company.
You know, we used to manufacture shoes in one of our stages. We used to manufacture safety footwear, and there was a lot of theft. A lot of theft there. So we instituted a system where we used to get a deck of cards in our hands, and we used to hand over cards. Whoever had the joker, used to go for a complete body search.
Really?
Yes, 100%. But we used to plant the jokers. We knew who to, so it was like, so no one would say, I'm being picked on, you know, why do you always search me? So, can do the same things.
People could walk out in their shoes. Would you know? You know that joke with the wheelbarrows?
It was a
factory, and every day a guy would be coming out with a wheelbarrow. I checked the wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
There was nothing in it.
Yeah.
And this went on for a while. Yeah. Eventually they discovered that he was stealing wheelbarrows.
Smuggling bicycles. The joke is smuggling bicycles.
Yeah, similar.
Yeah, yeah. So he had bottles of water stuck into his bicycle, and they couldn't break their heads around it. They don't understand what... Why does he bring water from overseas? He was bringing bicycles. Yeah. Anyway, so we last stretch. Like I said, we've got 9 minutes to go, and Liverpool is doing okay. I think that we're doing okay. We still got the game in hand. Hopefully, we're going to pick up the 3 points from that one.
We need character there.
We need character.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah,
but listen, I think we'll push. I think I still.
I really hope
that
so.
We'll do it.
I really hope so. When do we need? How long do we have? 5 minutes? 3 minutes? All right, we got 3 minutes to go. So let me change this music first of all to the end music. Where's the end music? My end music.
You're wrapping up?
No. We have to put that one. So I like this music. So, the show is coming to the end, and I want to just thank my friend Heinrich here that was with me today and explaining to us what is cooking and a polygraph. I'm sure we're going to invite you again when we got more questions from our listeners or whatever. Thank you for coming here. And your telephone number again,
083-824-9126.
And you can just Google HD, like Hotel Delta Polygraph. And you'll see the guy. The guy is really nice. Highly recommended. Thank you so much for being with us. Next week, we will have with us here...
We're going to have a surprise guest. Confirm first, bro.
I think we're going to have him.
Give a clue.
He puts people to sleep.
He puts people to sleep.
He puts people to sleep.
I know some presenters that do that too. So listen.
Excluding yourself.
No. I hope not. But listen,
No. Anesthesiologist.
Anesthesiologist? Who?
Huh? Put people to sleep.
Yeah. No, he's not. No, he's not an anesthesiologist.
He's an entertainer, right?
Yeah, entertainer. Andre. Andre, the hypnotist.
The giant.
So I think he's going to come next week and join our show. And you're going to hear how people make stupid out of themselves. But it's so nice. I liked it. I was in his show. I really enjoyed it. And
I highly recommend. Right? Did he put you to sleep?
No, he didn't.
You were in the audience watching other people being put to sleep.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I mean, when you go up, I was never in my life hypnotized. But apparently when you go up and being hypnotized, you don't enjoy the show.
Doesn't your wife hypnotize you?
Well, apparently she did.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, how can you explain that idiotic, I have to go.
He's married for over 30 years.
I'm married over.
More
than 30 years.
Under spell, yeah.
Guys, I wish you good Shabbos. Good weekend. Excellent Adar. And what can I say more? Thank you for all of you for being with us here in studio and listening to us. Have a lekker.